Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Zach Gelb here with you, filling in for Maggie and Perloff on this beautiful Tuesday from our New York City studios. And we're waiting on KJ Osborne from the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are one of those teams that are very intriguing to me this year in the NFL because the NFC Super Bowl teams, in my opinion, obviously the Rams, Tampa Bay, still the Green Bay Packers. But after that, you have teams that have playoff expectations, but there's a difference from playoff expectations to Super Bowl expectations. And you go through that list, the Cowboys, the Eagles, they could tell you, oh, we have Super Bowl expectations. Do you really believe that? Not so much. And there's a bunch of other teams around the league that are in a similar boat as well. So let's head out to the guest line. And now joining us is KJ Osborne from the Minnesota Vikings. Last year had a very successful season, 50 receptions, 655 yards, and 7 touchdowns, and that role is only going to increase this year with the new head football coach in Kevin O'Connell. KJ, appreciate the time. How you been, my man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It was awesome to meet you at the Super Bowl, and here we are a few months later chatting it up on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. For you, when you look back, and I know you're getting ready for this next season that's going to kick off in September, but from an individual standpoint, how do you look back at what you accomplished last year?
I think I did a good job, man. Coming in, you know, with the COVID year and everything, my rookie year, and it wasn't really what I wanted it to be. I worked my butt off in the off season, and I was able to come back and, you know, have some success. You know, I didn't play a snap of offense my rookie year. Came back my second year, and I was able to do some good things. But, like you said, you know, that's kind of behind me now. So now I'm looking to do, you know, even bigger and better things.
What did you work on the most this off season as we get set for the new football year?
One of the things I worked on was just like the in-game situations, not just like so much routes, like, you know, on air, but just kind of the between the routes, the hand fighting, things like that, like the small things that can create separation at the top of routes. I've really been working on using my hands and running through the football because one of my main goals this year was, you know, I want to be a big play receiver. I want to be able to create yak, you know, those yards after catch. And I felt like for me, like one of the ways I can increase doing that is catching the ball with my hands and running through the football to, you know, continue to create that separation and make the defender chase me. So this is some of the things I've been working on, you know, just some of the details and in-depth things in my game.
KJ Osborne here with us, Zach Gelb for Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio. Your wide receiving room is so stacked when obviously we mentioned Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. Even though you and Justin are very similar in age, what do you kind of learn from having two just ultimate studs on your football team in that locker room, in that positional group room, at Adam Thielen and also Justin Jefferson?
I mean, I've learned a lot, man, just by, you know, just being in a room with all of us. You know, we're able to learn so much. You know, obviously Adam being the vet, I think we're going on year 10 now. So, you know, he's seen a lot of football. He's played a lot of football. And then Justin, you know, coming in with me, you know, but the success he's had, You know, we're just able to talk, man. I'm blessed to be able to see it every day at practice. You know, being able to play with two great receivers. So, you know, they teach me a lot. You know, we learn, and you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, developing my, you know, kind of my own game. What my path is. So, I'm excited for it. I'm blessed to, you know, be in a room with those two guys, and we have an awesome coach, and Coach McCardell, you know, at the leader of our room. So, it's great.
What is your own path? How do you envision the rest of your career going out for you individually?
Man, I mean, obviously just being as successful as possible, man. You know, I feel like I'm still kind of defining that. You know, last year, like, you know, that was my first time, you know, on the field, on offense, you know, in the NFL. So, you know, I feel like that a lot of that is going to be defined, you know, just how can I be consistent, you know, over these next couple of years? You know, what type of player am I, you know? And I feel like throughout my career, you know, just even in like high school and college, you know, I've always prided myself on knowing all the positions. You know, I can, you know, catch a deep ball, like, you know, against the Steelers, or I can catch something, you know, over the middle. I can be a third down guy. I can be, you know, whatever the team kind of needs me to be, you know, inside receiver, outside receiver. But I kind of like to be all around, and just all around, just a playmaker, man, and an X factor. I want to be able to make big plays for my team, and I want to help this team win.
KJ Osborne from the Vikings here with us. It seems like you're just starting to scratch the surface. Would you be open, and I know this is a copycat league and one team does something, every other team tries to emulate it, would you be open to maybe having that Deebo Samuel kind of role? I know you're not the number one wide receiver of this team, but what I mean by that, also running the football in 2022.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind that at all, man. I'm a bigger body guy. I'm like about like 205. Debo's a little more than me. We train together in the offseason sometime, but I wouldn't mind that at all, man. I've heard people, you know, throwing that stuff out there. But again, man, whatever the team needs me to do to help win, I feel like, you know, by me knowing the offense, you know, and being able to play, you know, a lot of different positions, you know, it helps KO, you know, be able to move us around and do a lot of different things.
When all this stuff was going on with Deebo Samuel, you said you worked out with him this offseason. You'd all say to him, Minnesota's nice. So look at what we have on offense. Try to make your pitch to go get him there to already add to an incredible receiving room?
No, man. You know, that dude, he probably has so many people, you know, in his ear. You know, we know how that stuff goes. Or, you know, he's going to do what's best for him and his family, his situation. Rather he stay there, or, you know, rather, you know, wherever he's at, you know, I just want the best for him. But, you know, he probably already gets enough of that. So wherever he can go, you know, hopefully he get paid as he deserves and, you know, continue to be successful.
Did he open up at all to you about what he was going through? Because a lot of that was uncertain. We were hearing things, but we never really got confirmation of what he wanted.
I would say, you know, as players, you know, that's what I like about the offseason. You know, we can all get together. You know, we all can have our conversations, you know, and talk and things like that. So I think that's one of the great things about just being in the NFL, just being able to talk. You know, everybody has different situations. You know, we all are on the same boat, you know, going through the same thing, you know, this journey in the NFL, you know, however this short time of our lives. So I think that's it's a good time for us to talk, you know, give each other advice and things like that. So, you know, we talk not in depth, you know, we're cool, but, you know, not too much business. But, you know, we're all able to talk, so it's cool.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KJ Osborne here with us. Tell me about your new head football coach and Kevin O'Connell. We know a very young, bright offensive mind. Give me the player perspective of what you learned so far from coach and how you kind of view him.
Man, we love him, man. We love him in Minnesota. We're so excited to have him. You know, it's a new energy in the building. You know, he brings his excitement. And, you know, he's in the offensive meeting room, you know, just teaching us this offense. And, you know, we've seen the success they were able to have in L.A. We're looking to bring that to Minnesota, you know, do what we do with it, with the guys that we have and the playmakers that we have. Like I said, we're super excited about it. You know, we're glad to have him in the building. I can't wait to report for training camp to put in more.
Obviously, Mike Zimmer was a defensive-minded coach. Kevin O'Connell is an offensive-minded coach. Other than that, what do you think the biggest difference is so far from Coach Zimmer to Coach O'Connell?
I mean, well, everybody has their differences. You know, obviously, we're all just different people. You know, but I mean, that's the I guess be the biggest thing. You know, Coach O'Connell is an offensive guy, and Coach Zimmer was a defensive guy. So I mean, that's just a There's just a difference in that, which is all coaches are you know, have their differences. That's what makes, you know, each and every one of them special.
KJ Osborne, you know this. The last 3 years, the Green Bay Packers have been a great team inside that NFC North, back-to-back-to-back 13-win seasons, and also back-to-back-to-back NFC North crowns. What do you say to someone like myself that already just assumes that Green Bay is going to win the division with you guys, in my opinion, being the second-best team in the NFC North?
Get your popcorn ready.
So you think this team's going to win the division this year is what you're telling me?
Man, I feel like I've said in interviews before, man, I feel like every team's goal in the NFL should be to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I feel like that's the only thing that we train for. You work so hard, you sacrifice so much, and to every team should only want one goal. So, you know, in the path of that is, you know, whoever we play, you know, obviously we want to try to win every game. That's, every team should try to win every game, but you know, what we talk about in our locker room, you know, that's a long time away. So what we're going to do is, you know, take it a day at a time. You know, each meeting, we're going to report to training camp. And, you know, when those times come, and also we can be ready for those big games, they'll be there. But, you know, for right now, we can just kind of, you know, we can't control the future. So we've got to just be where our feet are, you know, just take it a day at a time. But, again, at the end of the day, every team's goal should be to win the Super Bowl.
And I like your team. I think you guys got a good team. Justin Jefferson's one of the better younger players in this league, one of the better players in the league, period. We talked about Thielen and Cook, Alexander Mattison, yourself. You tell me, though, why you believe Kirk Cousins is the guy for this team and you guys can win a Super Bowl this year with Kirk Cousins as your quarterback.
Oh, man, yeah, Kirk's our guy, man. I feel like he gets sometimes people give him a bad rap, and I don't know why that is, but you know, we love him in our locker room. You know, he's a leader, you know, on and off the field. Man, the guy, he's an awesome dude, and he's an awesome quarterback, man. He's very, very accurate. You know, it's I'm happy I got a chance to, you know, be on the field with him last year. You know, now going into offseason, this is my first true whole offseason. Going into my third year, you know, we were going to have some extra meetings and, you know, some extra throwing sessions and things like that to be able to talk and communicate and be on the same page. You know, see what he's thinking, and he sees what us receivers are thinking. So I feel like we're on the same page, and that's going to, you know, even help us even more for the season. So I feel like Kurt is ready. He's locked in. He looked great, so, you know, I'm excited.
KJ Osborne, before we let you run, you've said this a few times now, that this is the most comfortable you are going into a season. This is the most time that you really have had. And just knowing what the world is kind of like as we try to inch closer and closer to back to a normal state of living, what do you kind of expect for yourself, though, individually? We talked about the team goal, and every team has the goal, or you want to have the goal to have a Super Bowl championship this year. But how about yourself individually? What can people expect out of KJ Osborne this year?
I mean, I think they can expect, like you said, an increased role. You know, we're looking probably to have a lot of 11 personnel on the field, you know, in this type of offense. So, you know, just more, man. I expect so much out of myself. You know, I have goals all written down in my mirror. But, you know, I just want to be an exciting player and a player that can, you know, help this offense. You know, we have Adam Thielen and we have Justin Jefferson. You know, I want to really be that third piece, you know, so we can really get you know, talking about this trio that we have in Minnesota. And we have Irv back. We have Dalvin. I mean, we have so many weapons on our offense. You know, I just want to be another, you know, big play threat to you know, help KO make play calls easier for him, and, you know, make things tough on defenses, make Kirk's job easier, and at the end of the day, just help my team win, man. Whatever I can do to help my team win, I just want to be a big playmaker, man, and you know, make those big plays for our team just to help us win.
You know this, there was a lot of movement this offseason, especially at your position, and no bigger trade receiving-wise. Maybe Tyreek Hill, but I think Davante Adams was the biggest receiving move this offseason. Get him out of your division. What was that first thought when you found out that Davante Adams was getting traded from the Green Bay Packers and going to the Raiders?
Man, it was just like surprising and just wild. You know, they were, you know, him and Aaron Rodgers were doing up there in Green Bay was, you know, they were very, very dominant. So, you know, for that kind of duo to break up, you know, I was just as shocked as you know, everyone else. You know, I tell people, I'm in the NFL, but I'm also a football fan. So, you know, I've been watching Devontae for a long time, man. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, him go and to the Raiders and, you know, how that Green Bay team looks up there. But I was surprised as well. And, you know, happy our defense don't have to play him two times a year.
No doubt about that. KJ Osborne going to have a big year this year for the Minnesota Vikings. Always appreciate your time when you join us here on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network.
Of course, man. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.